Carlson, coronavirus lockdown flagrant double standard was ritual humiliation of part of the U.S. population. By Jeff Poor on June 18, 2020. Thursday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson opened his program by discussing the many double standards of the application of the law in the United States in recent months given political turmoil involving the coronavirus pandemic and the civil unrest resulting from the death of George Floyd while in the custody of Minneapolis police. One double standard that he pointed out was the arbitrary application of coronavirus lockdown restrictions on different parts of the population. He noted the difference in treatment for those that sought to make a living by going to work under the pandemic lockdown restrictions versus those protesting under the Black Lives Matter banner. Race is not the only dividing line, he explained. The coronavirus lockdowns had nothing to do with race or white and black, thank God. They are probably the only thing in America that doesn't. Quarantines are instead scientific, they're purely a matter of public health. That's what they told us, and we believed them. We sat passively as they destroyed our country's economy. As they indicted Americans for trying to make a living. And then the Black Lives Matter riots started, and we learned it was all fake. The very same officials who threatened us with arrest for going outside urged their own voters to flood the streets. And they did, and no one was punished. How could this happen? Carlson called that double standard ritual humiliation and urged Americans to stand against it. It was such a flagrant double standard, not even hidden, right in your face, Carlson continued. They didn't try to explain it. They didn't bother to justify it. Why? Anyone familiar with totalitarian regimes can tell you exactly why, and what's going on. This is ritual humiliation. Forcing people to accept mistreatment is a time-tested way to subdue them. Of course, we are not treating you fairly, they are telling us. You don't deserve fairness. You deserve what you get. That's the message, and after a while, the population accepts this. Some believe it. They blame themselves. That's the goal. But we should never accept it, he added. The promise of absolute equality under the law is all we have. Laws are designed to protect the weak, not the strong. At the moment, the people leading this revolution against our system are strong. That's why they are trying to subvert our laws. If they succeed, there will be nothing to protect the rest of us in this country. We cannot let them do that. In the United States of America, all of us are equal under the law. Period. Say that as loud as you can. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.